What we have here are chapters 19 and 20 from the Rule of Benedict, and it's important for us to reflect on them because these chapters have been interpreted very differently in the recent and remote past from the way we would interpret them today. Father Adalbert de Vogüé, in his extensive commentaries on the rule, has pointed out the inner meaning of these texts. Chapters 19 and chapters 20, De Disciplina Solendi in chapter 19 on the discipline of chanting psalms, and then chapter 20, De Reverentia Orationis on reverence in prayer, Benedict is actually describing an interwoven rhythm, not two completely separate realities, but things which make sense only insofar as we understand that there was still in Benedict's day, certainly in the time of the rule of the Master, but unfortunately begins to fade rather rapidly after Benedict's time, an interconnectedness between psalmody, between the chanting of psalms, and the silent prayer, the prayer of upstretched hands and even of prostration that followed each psalm. And that is what Benedict is describing in chapters 19 and 20. Chapter 19 is about the way we pray the psalms. Chapter 20 is about what we do during the silent interval that follows the psalms. Now, this has not always, this passage has not always been interpreted this way. It's very true that in the past, chapter 20 was seen as being a kind of a treatise on prayer, a generalized treatise on prayer and how prayer should be done in the liturgical context. But it's clear that Benedict intends these chapters to be read together. Chapter 20 is not in generically about reverence in prayer. It's about that prayer which is proper to our experience of the Psalms. So, against that background, we can look at chapter 19 and realize that when Benedict describes the divine presence everywhere, the eyes of the Lord looking upon the good and evil. This is especially true when we assist at the Word of God. This is like what Evagrius says when he says psalmody is to be done eurythmos. It is to be done with attentiveness, both to the fact that we are in the presence of God and that we are in the presence of one another, chanting a text together. We are singing. And the angels, Benedict says, provide us with an understanding of how we, and here he quotes that text that we've already seen commented on now by several sources, chant psalms wisely. How is it we chant psalms wisely? It is as if we were in the presence of the angels. He says then in verse 6, we consider how we ought to behave in the presence of the Holy One and His angels. We stand to chant psalms in such a way that our mind and voice are in concord with each other. There again, it's echoing the early monastic tradition. When we chant psalms together, we must do it in a way that gives glory to God, reminds us of the angelic host whom we imitate and with whom we stand, and we are singing with attention to the music. We sing psalms wisely. We are aware of the many images and vast story which psalmody presents to us. And we are also singing in a way that is attentive to our presence to one another, not just each doing his own musical thing, but all of us singing together. Then, in chapter 20, Benedict describes what we do after having stood for psalmody. He says, now we remember that in reverence in prayer, we are to offer supplications to the universal Lord with humility, with purity of devotion, not in many words, but rather through purity of heart and tears of compunction. And he says this prayer, and we can again appreciate that it's the prayer that's offered after the psalm, during the silent interval that follows the psalm, this praying is brief and pure, brevis et pura oratio, unless it happens to be prolonged by an inspiration of divine grace. However, in community, this kind of praying at the end of each psalm should always be brief, and at the signal given by the superior, all rise together. Brief not meaning just a few seconds, but probably meaning no more than a couple of minutes. As we know from Father de Vogüé's work on the Rule of the Master, this interval of oratio that would have followed the psalm was fairly significant. So it's important when we read chapters 19 and 20 to bear in mind that we are not looking at completely distinct treatises on different subjects. We are here being given a way of understanding an interwoven rhythm, how we are to pray the Psalms, and then after each Psalm, how we are to offer prayer. And here again, we have a very great wisdom that we'll see reflected in the next section, which I'll only be commenting on briefly by Father Gabriel Bungi, that psalmody is not necessarily prayer in itself, but it leads us to prayer. And therefore, it's very important that we have that time for a silent interval after the psalm so that the psalmody can be converted into our own individual prayer. And that takes us to the texts of Father Gabriel Bungi.